Elected officials around the country have said migrants crossing the border are to blame for the rise in fentanyl and insist lifting pandemic-era restrictions on asylum will make it worse. Aaron Reichlin-Melnick is with the American Immigration Council.
The overwhelming majority of fentanyl that is coming across the border is coming into the United States at ports of entry in passenger vehicles, and usually smuggled by U.S. citizens.
Reichlin-Melnick compiled Customs and Border Protection press releases and Twitter posts over the last 6 months. He found of a total 89 drug seizure events, just 3 involved undocumented people. CBP data shows 411 fentanyl seizures along the southwest border over the last 6 months. Reichlin-Melnick says his report doesn't show the full picture because CBP doesn't post about every seizure, but it shows a clear pattern that doesn't include migrants. Alisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.